This is episode 169 on July 7th, 2016.
Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Tiny Shutter Podcast, where we talk about iPhone photography and other things. I'm Joseph Ferreira.
And I am Matt Hoffman.
And I'm back. Woohoo! Thanks for covering for me this last week. It was nice to be able to know that Mark and Matt could, you know, take the show on and go with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's debatable as to how well we did, but
yeah. Yeah, I should listen to it.
Well,
I haven't listened to it yet.
How about if we just go with no?
I'll give you guys the benefit of the doubt. Cool. How are you doing, man?
I am surprisingly worn out, despite the fact that it is a short week this week because of the holiday on Monday.
I know what you're talking about, but
it just doesn't seem right.
Yeah. So this last weekend, my wife took a trip to California. It was sort of spur of the moment. Her grandmother is ill, and so she went to take the baby so that they could see each other, and probably, you know, for my wife, it's going to be for the last time. So I and the three older children got to spend the weekend together and clean the house. And I thought it was a good idea until I had to go back to work this week. I'm like, oh, didn't really have much time to relax, did I? And it's been so hot, too. So
that's why I just don't clean the house.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fun because the kids, the whole mode I was in this weekend, I was telling them, put away or throw away, put away or throw away. And so if they wanted to keep it, they had to put it away. And it was a fun little experiment or, life challenge, I guess, for them.
So it was like that kind of cleaning, kind of like spring cleaning, except you're like a couple months late.
Yes. Let's gotcha. Just say couches and couch cushions were all removed, and it was like diving in deep. The kids are like, that's where that went.
For them, it was like getting new toys.
Yes.
Because they found stuff they forgot they even had.
Yes. So, but the good thing is my wife and baby are back, and we're, kind of moving along, and until not this week, but the following week, I'll be driving to Missouri, and so I've got about a 15-hour drive ahead of me. So I don't know if I'll be on next week's show. So we'll see. But, yeah. And then did you do anything photography-wise this week?
Yeah, I took a lot of pictures. On last week's show, we talked a lot about firework pictures and all that kind of stuff since it was Independence Day weekend.
Yes.
And I kind of knew that I probably wasn't going to get a chance to do that. It's just really hard.
Yeah.
Being that my son is still so young and it stays light out till like so late at night. So the fireworks are really, really late at night. And I just kind of knew we probably weren't going to go see fireworks. And then it's kind of hard for me to just like, you know, tell my wife like, hey, I'm going to go see fireworks by myself without you. So that's kind of awkward. So I didn't really get any firework pictures, but I did a lot of other photography. We had some family from North Carolina that was up for a couple days. And so there was a lot of that type of photography. And
nice.
Went on a bunch of hikes and took a lot of pictures on the hikes. And I did a lot of photography that's kind of more along the lines of like what you're probably going to talk about in a little bit here.
Yeah.
Like family stuff. And I even did some video and made a video. And yeah. So I kept busy with it. And then I'm still finding ways to like to edit pictures that I took like weeks ago now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so I'm doing that and playing with apps and stuff like that. I've been having a lot of fun with that Skylab app. I got to go back and look at who pointed that out in our Facebook group. But, man, it's kind of a fun little app.
Yeah, I picked that one up too.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's not the easiest to use, and your pictures have to be like really kind of particular to get it to look right.
Portraits.
But no, definitely not portraits. But if you can get it to work, it's pretty fun. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, you can do some amazing stuff with it. Just, I think I tried, you know, I was like, oh, I got this one of the lake and it was a panoramic. It didn't quite work, but I think I needed a regular still instead of a panoramic for the app to work properly.
Yeah, I haven't tried a panoramic. It's so hard though to like, you kind of need pictures that have like a really like straight horizon line.
Yeah.
And I don't have a lot of those kind of pictures.
Yeah.
You would think living in Ohio that that's all there would be here, but
yes,
I find ways to get a tree in there.
Yeah. Yeah. It was 4th of July, Monday. I took the kids. We went to Brattonsville, and they were putting on a sort of a little celebration. It's a historical site. It's, I believe, would be considered a plantation. And they have people that will dress up in period clothing. They will have areas for the kids to play with. Games that were from the 17th and 18th century, and they have different sort of cabins that they were preparing food in. They actually had a pig out on the fire that was being roasted, and unfortunately, you know, well, fortunately for them, they can cook the food and eat it. They just can't sell it to the public. That's a thing that our state government has deemed that they can't do. But and just getting the smells was pretty good. But then they also had a cricket set up. I'd never, you know, seen a cricket pitch before, and so they had the kids come up and bat and do all that type of fun stuff. So I took video of the dance that they were doing. They were showing all the people the types of dances that they would do, and they had some live musicians there. So it was a lot of fun. It's definitely something that we do quite often. And the nice thing is it's only 15-20 minutes from the house. So the kids were out there and they were having fun until it got a little too hot, and they're like, "Dad, I'm hot and I'm sweating." I'm like, "Yeah, that's what I do every day at work." And they're like, "What?" And I'm like, "Yep." Welcome to my world.
Yeah, every now and then I gotta get dirty and be uncomfortable at work as well. It's no fun.
Yeah,
I don't have to do it every day like you do, but
yeah. 10 hours a day. Woohoo! Score. So we had fun, got a little festive. The kids didn't get to see any the kids didn't get to see any fireworks because it was so so late before the fireworks started. So all I could do was listen from my living room. because it wouldn't be smart for me to leave my kids sleeping in the house and then leaving to go see fireworks. So, so no fireworks for me either.
Yeah, there were plenty of them in my neighborhood. I saw fireworks. I just didn't photograph any.
Yeah, typically if they're in the neighborhood, they're not really that fun. But I did like the photo that you manipulated.
Oh yeah, that was I was actually in the app Reflect, which is also another Brain Fever Media app, and kind of like Skylab that we mentioned earlier. In any case, I went in that app specifically to do some other type of manipulation on a completely different picture, and it ended up not really working out. I couldn't get what I wanted to do to look the way I wanted it to look, so I was like, whatever. Yeah. But while I was in the app, I was like, there's some fireworks in here. That's kind of interesting. And then so I was like, well, I wonder what pictures I have that I took recently that this would work. And then I was like, oh, I got these pictures I took with Camera Plus when the update happened, where you got the long exposure features and the low ISOs and everything.
Yeah.
And I went out to like a lake that's not too far from where I live to go take pictures like at sunset and kind of after the sun went down, just to test that all out. And so I just picked one of those pictures, and it worked out really well because, I used like the reflection feature in the app, but it totally works because there was water there anyway.
Oh, that's cool.
You know what I mean? So it's like, yes, it's the reflections added by the app, but there really was water there anyway. Yeah. So I don't know. It worked. And I was like, the only thing I didn't like was that I was trying to find a way to like reduce the opacity of the fireworks, because I thought they looked too bright.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know if they'd really look this bright for real. But in any case, I thought it's almost convincing. I'm just going to throw it out there, and I'm going to tell everybody it's fake. But I just want to see what people think of it, and if people say like, if you didn't tell me, I would have thought it was real or whatever. You know, that way I know what I can get away with in the future. No, I'm kidding. I would never do that. But
yeah,
we had a similar discussion, Mark and I, last week. About this type of editing, because I've been playing with apps a lot. I like the Skylab app and all that kind of stuff. And I had that picture of my wife and son on that sandy trail at the beach that we went to a couple weekends ago.
Yeah,
and I had gotten some comments about like, why would I add something to the picture that wasn't really there. And it turned into like a nice little discussion in the Facebook group. And then we talked about it last week. So I don't want to rehash that whole thing, but I did a similar thing again this week with that fireworks picture, added something that wasn't there. But, it's fun to play around with these apps and kind of see what they can do and see what you can do with them. And I don't know. It's fun.
Yeah, we're not photojournalists, so it's
okay. No, definitely not. I probably should like put that in my like Instagram bio or something.
Just put everything that you're not.
Yeah, I am not a dentist or a doctor or a lawyer or a politician or a rocket scientist or a photojournalist.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. All right, well, let's do this. We're going to go ahead and jump into our focus point.
Focus point.
All right. I thought it would be a interesting topic, kind of to what Matt alluded to. I wanted to talk about family because, with our family in particular, we have some grandparents that have been passing away. I have one left, and my wife has one left also, but she's not doing too well. But they've lived long lives. They're 90, in their 90s, and we're all eventually going to pass away. But one of the things that we
what?
Yeah. Here. Yes.
Yeah. Oh. Barely.
Yeah, barely. Man, that's
nobody ever told me that.
Yeah. The other thing is I have some sound bites that I have clipped. So if you hear something new, that's why. All right. Well, one of the things that, you know, my wife did while she was visiting in California was she took a lot of pictures. My family took a lot of pictures and we shared it with each other, took video. And these are things that, you know, barring some catastrophic event, you know, we will have for the rest of our lives. And, you know, I think every once in a while, I want to remind people that, you know, these devices that we put in our pockets that we carry around with us are things that, you know, are instruments that, you know, 20 years ago where it was impossible, unless you had a lot of money and you were carrying some sort of a camcorder or VHS, camera to be able to capture those types of memories. And, you know, I don't want us to get to a point where we take it for granted that we don't capture some of those memories forever and we don't do anything with them. They will go on a hard drive somewhere and then be forgotten. So one of the things I wanted to talk about was, what do you do with those memories? What do you plan on doing with those memories? If there are, you know, things that are out there that could, you know, help, you know, do we just put it on Facebook or do we just put it on a hard drive? What are your plans? So one of the things that I wanted to, that I want to do, it's going to be a project of mine, is I have, my grandmother is 92 and she still, you know, has her, her mind is there, you know, her body is failing, but, you know, a few years ago was able to sit down with her and video for probably a few hours and have her go through old photo albums from just before she was born in 1923 to college and the different people that were in the photo albums, the different trips they went on. And she was telling me who everybody was. And, you know, I knew before I did the project that she was going to be able to do it because I lived with her for a few years before I moved to South Carolina. And I heard the stories and, you know, the things that she recalled when she was younger. And at that time, I wish I had recorded it. I didn't really have anything at my disposal, you know, in the early 2000s. I could have had like a tape recorder or something like that, but, you know, there was nothing that was readily available for me to just hit the record button and listen to her talk and capture those memories. So I made it a point later on. I called her up and said, "Grandma, I'm going to be coming to town and I want to spend a day with you. And I want to, you know, record you as you're looking through some of your photo albums." She goes, "Oh, that's a great idea." And so we did that. We sat down and we did it. And now my next project is to go through those albums and scan the pictures that she was looking at and be able to have those come up as she's talking about them. So that's a future project of mine. And when I'm done with it, I can give it to the rest of the family that they can have and pass it to their children. And they will have the voice, the stories of their great-great-grandmother, you know, who grew up in a time where, you know, it was the Great Depression, and she lived through World War II and saw everything else in between until she passed away. Seeing technology come about, and, you know, she's, you know, not having, you know, grown up with that technology, and then all of a sudden she's surrounded by it. She may not understand it, but she lived in a time prior to it. So I thought, you know, this is something that as a podcast, we can help remind people of what we have at our disposal, and to take the initiative and try to capture those memories. Because I know there's many people that I've talked to about this subject in particular. And when I tell them what I did, they're like, oh, that is awesome. I wish I could have done that. You know, don't let it, you know, don't let it be something that you wish you could have done. Go out and do it. My next thing is to sit down with my parents. And then one day I'll have to sit down with my kids and do the same thing. And I want this to be something that will be able to be passed on, and the memories that were created be able to share and have that sort of a legacy left behind for future generations to enjoy. So what are your thoughts on that, Matt?
No, I think your ideas are good ideas, and, you know, I'm sitting here kicking myself kind of, because I've never really kind of been like a sentimental person, especially like when it comes to like family stuff for some reason. So like, you know, I think about like my grandparents, and like in particular my dad's side, I have zero pictures of them, and they're both gone.
Yeah, you know,
they're both been passed away for quite a number of years now. And on my mom's side, I still have my Nana, and my Pat passed away, I think 2 years ago. Yeah, like 2.5 years ago now. And I have pictures of them that I took, you know, I don't know, just over the years, the last like 15 years or so. Like whenever I would get a chance to see them, I would try to remember to at least take a picture while I was visiting them. And I even have a picture of me with the two of them on my desk right now. I've had it there for a while, and you know, that picture means a lot to me, but it's one of the few pictures I have. And I, you know, every now and then I'll think about stuff like this, like, geez, if only I had put a little bit more thought into, you know, capturing the time that I had with my grandparents, or even just any family members, really. Like, you know, if you told me to show you a picture of my parents, I'd be really hard pressed to come up with one. And that's so terrible to say. But it's true. You know, it's like sometimes, you know, you kind of take the people that are like the closest to you, like, for granted, and you kind of forget to, you know, to take pictures of them, like, especially people that you see all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, I don't really see my parents all the time now. I haven't lived at home since, you know, in 18 years. And I, you know, I only visit a handful of times a year or whatever, but, you know, nevertheless, obviously I grew up with them. So I guess I felt like I'd seen enough of them. What do I need pictures for?
But yeah.
You know, I do wish I had all those things. And, you know, even my brother and my sisters, I don't have like that many pictures. And whenever my sister that's in the Air Force sends me pictures or whatever from when, if she's on deployment or something like that, and she'll send me pictures, and I make sure I save all that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? My wife will send me stuff, you know, via text. And then I automatically save it to my phone, and that way I capture it and I don't lose it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, you know, one of the things I like about Apple's, shared albums, you know, it's made this capturing and sharing, especially for like family stuff, like, so much easier, I think.
Yeah.
you know, like we have, for instance, a shared album that is literally pretty much just pictures of my son.
Yeah.
But a lot of our family on both sides has an Apple device of some sort. So they're able to, you know, to see all these pictures and videos and stuff when we post them and, you know, kind of follow along and see our son growing up. And it's really nice for people in our families that don't live close, that don't get to see him on a regular basis, you know, like my parents and some other people in my family in particular. You know, so that's, that kind of stuff's really nice. And, yeah, I mean, this is important. It's something that I think a lot of people just don't really think about until it's too late. You know, there's, I feel like probably everyone at some point in their lives is going to lose someone and then go, darn, I really wish that I had more yes. pictures or something.
Yes.
So I think, you know, what you're doing with sitting down with your grandma and videotaping as she's going through photo albums and reminiscing. I mean, I almost wish I was in your family, because that's going to be just something that's so awesome, you know, when, you know, just someone else in your family is watching that. And then your grandmother is like talking about them, like, oh, I remember in this picture, they were doing this thing at this time. And,
yes.
you know, and it's something that happened, you know, probably 20 or 30 years ago. And it's just so fun to look back on that. And it's just a really powerful thing.
Yeah. I'm, you know, it's one of those things that I don't want it to fall by the wayside, and I don't want to forget that I have it. I want this to be something that's going to be special for my folks, and for the rest of the family, because there's just my immediate family that knew that I did this, and so my aunt and my uncle and my cousins, they don't know yet. And I want that to be something special for them, especially because for the most part, it was just my folks that saw, that have been, you know, lived close to her for the longest time. And, you know, I understand, you know, that you can't do, you don't have a whole lot of memories. You don't have a lot of things when you live far away. But, you know, it just having somebody close by, you tend to forget that you need to capture those memories. Dave in the chat room said that he has a lot of very old photos, but never had his grandmother write down who was who. There are many photo albums that people don't. You know, they don't write down, oh, where was this at? When was this? Who was in it? The photos that we went through with my grandmother, you know, there were some that didn't have any information, but then there were a lot that did. And that was helpful too, you know, helping her trigger her memory and, you know, in the future, you know, we'll have who's who on with the images. So that's something that too we have to figure out with this digital age. It will take, you know, thousands of images, but do we write down where we were? Do we, you know, say who's in the photos? We have those capabilities now.
Sure. I mean you could, depending on how you're sharing the pictures and what you're posting to, you know, you can certainly add photos to a map. Or, you know, if you enable the feature, you can have, you know, GPS information yes. embedded right into the picture. And then at a later time, you know, you can kind of look and be like, oh yeah, I was in, you know, wherever, Pittsburgh or,
yeah,
I just picked that because Dave's in the chat room.
That's right. yeah. So, you know, I think we need to be intentional and not say, well, I'll get to it one day. You know, I think this needs to be something that is very intentional if we want this to be a legacy that we leave behind. So, and, you know, and then, you know, the struggle is, how do you eat an elephant? You know, because it is such a large project. You know, we have thousands of images. I know I have to go through a lot of those images. I'd love to organize them. I'd love to write my thoughts. I'd love to do all that. But there's a lot of times that I don't have the time. And, you know, so we need to, you know, be intentional, maybe do it a little bit at a time as we go along. And then eventually, you know, you can start to compile everything into one big project. But it's going to be something that I know I'm going to probably pull my hair out with. But in the end, I think it's going to be awesome. And I want it to be something that I can pass along. And I want to be intentional about these things, especially in the times where we're not going to have them anymore. And, you know, it's that day will come. And, you know, I want my children to have those voices, have those memories as something so that they feel like they were there and be able to pass them along and say, this was your great, great, great grandfather. He was a podcaster. And photographer. Daddy, what's a podcaster? It's one of those old fangled things that they used to do.
You mean they didn't have holograms?
Yeah. Wait, they actually had to hold something in their hand? It wasn't projected into their mind? So yeah, that's just kind of the things that transpired this last week. And, you know, I really wanted to be on the show, but I also wanted to, you know, spend, you know, some time with my wife before she took off to see her grandmother for the last time, and, you know, be supportive of her. And, you know, just you know, with everything that's been going on, it's like this has been the thing that's been in the forefront of my mind. And I've got this great technology to be able to use to capture all these images, and you do too. It's a thing that we're very privileged to have, and it's going to well, for a lot of people, it could be a very bad thing, because sometimes what goes on the internet stays on the internet forever. But there's also good things that can go on the internet and that can stay on the internet forever. And so we have to be careful, but at the same time, utilize the technology that's been presented to us and use it for good.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, I mean, this isn't the first time that you've talked about this subject, and I don't know, probably for the last few years now. I know, yeah. I've been a little bit more conscious of this. So whenever I do go visit family and stuff, I try to make sure I've been taking pictures and, you know, just trying to record some kind of memories or whatever. Cause for the longest time I didn't, but
yeah,
you know, I guess, it's not too late to start.
Nope, it's not.
You know, and then the nice thing about having, you know, my son is that I was able to start from scratch there.
Yes.
You know.
Hopefully we don't oversaturate our children with this. To the point where they're like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, I don't think I'm doing that. What do I know? I don't know.
I think a lot of it has to do with we reach a point in our life where we do realize that not everything is going to last forever. And as a kid, you think, I don't need to do any of that stuff. I can, I'll get it one day. And then you become an adult and, you find that your time with certain family members is short. And it's usually at that point that we realize, you know what? I need to do something about that and be able to, be intentional and capture those memories. Because, it seems like there's always somebody in the family that is an archivist or a genealogist or somebody who is, working to try to keep everything, intact memory-wise and pass that stuff on. So, we may have some that don't really care until it's too late, but then there's always the few that go out there and are able to capture those memories. So,
no doubt.
All right. I don't mean to, be too serious, but, I thought this was a good thing to talk about every once in a while. I try to do it every once in a while. If you have any ideas or any examples of what you've done with your family, by all means, let us know. Go into Facebook and, tell us what you've done. And if there's easy tools for us to work with, we'd love to know about it. So don't be shy. Go let us know what you guys are doing. All right. Well, let's go ahead and move on to our post pick of the week. All right. Well, from what I've gathered, I think we went 2 weeks with the animal theme, and it is my turn to pick. So I went through and saw everybody's lovely pets and animals that they have posted on Facebook, and I have come up with a winner. And this one is called Daisy in the Woods, and this was done by Denise Ullman. So congratulations, Denise. This is a Jack Russell Terrier standing on, it looks like either a rock or a stump. I'm thinking it's rock, but surrounded by trees, and I can tell by the image that I believe the app that was used to manipulate it was Tangled Effects. So it's a beautiful dog and very intent in where Daisy's looking. But I like this image. So what are your thoughts on it, Matt?
It's
tell us what you really think.
Why are you laughing?
I just said that weird.
I don't understand why you're laughing.
Don't worry about it.
Okay. I like it. I just never thought of using Tangled Effects for animals. So I'm still trying to process it, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, it's I looked at it, and at first I thought my eyes were tricking me, but then I looked closely, and I'm like, oh, Tangled Effects. It looks good, because I think mainly the Jack Russell is not really manipulated that much, but the trees definitely have a fun effect to them, and I think it helps Jack Russell to stand out.
I guess the reason this works is because she used more of a painterly yeah. kind of effect instead of like that. It's not like the Tangled Effects look that you always see.
Right.
It's a different effect in the app. It kind of looks more like I don't know, like an impressionist painting or something to that degree. So it's cool. I like it.
Yeah, very cool. So congratulations, Denise. You are post pick of the week. And if you guys want to be chosen as post pick of the week, go on to Facebook and look for our weekly photo challenge. We choose a challenge each week, except for last week. and we go through and submit images and see what creativity people are coming up with, and we choose a winner. So be sure to do that. So let's do this. Let's go ahead and announce our weekly photo challenge for this next week, which I think you guys chose last week. Did you already?
All right. So let's get to the bottom of this.
Okay.
Since Independence Day weekend here, we kind of, I don't know. I guess we were excited about taking pictures of fireworks, and we talked about Camera Plus and all that stuff. So Mark seemed excited about low light photography, and somebody in the chat room suggested that we should do like nighttime photography. And I wasn't really sure how that was going to work because we weren't picking a winner last week. So I thought it was going to be confusing to have two challenges going at the same time and try to pick two winners this week. And then I don't normally post the challenge in our Facebook group, so I didn't even think to do that. And I guess Mark forgot as well, so we never did that. So I guess in a way it all worked out.
Yeah.
Although we did get asked, I think Greg kind of mentioned it a little bit, about, hey, whatever happened to that challenge you guys talked about? So, it's going to start now, and it'll go through next week. And it'll be night photography. So not like light trails or anything like that. Just, you could do that, but basically just photography when it's dark. So, you're probably going to want to use...
Bill put, Mark seems to be in the dark.
Nothing against Mark at all. That was him and I just bumbling and blundering our way through last week. Actually, the show wasn't bad last week at all. It was just we just didn't do all the after show stuff that normally needs to get done, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I came in the after show. I was like, you know what? They're probably still doing it. And then you guys were talking about something. I'm like, yeah, I think it's over. Yeah, I'll listen to it tomorrow. But we'll do nighttime photography, and we will have that posted in our Facebook group, and it will be pinned to the top of the page, so you can't miss it. And if you have not joined us in Facebook, by all means, ask to join. We will be happy to join. I did have to delete somebody today. They were posting some advertisement thing, so I went ahead and cut that off and ban them from the group. But I don't usually have to ban very many people. It's just every once in a while there's those pesky little accounts that'll pop up saying, oh, we want to join your group, and I've joined 50 million others. I'm like, really? Well, let's see what they are. And you're not coming in this group, because all they're doing is trying to push something onto our listeners. So we try to keep that from happening too often. All right. Is there anything else that you wanted to bring up?
Not tonight, no.
Well, let's do this.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Barely.
Sorry. if you guys can't tell, that's What About Bob. I have some... some clips from What About Bob. So here's one. This is for Mark and Matt, especially when they go to New Hampshire.
New Hampshire?
Matt, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you?
All right, you can check me out on Instagram, Twitter, IM, and Flickr at M Hoffman Photo.
Awesome. You can find me on Instagram at Joseph Ferreira. You can find us also on Facebook. You can by going to our go to our website, tinyshutter.com, where you can find our Facebook group. Is the Flickr group still kind of going?
It still exists. Yes.
Still exists. Yeah. You'll find that too. But anything else, show notes, anything, our shows on there. So, our one stop place is tinyshutter.com. So go there and find, all that stuff there. And if you would go on to, onto iTunes and leave us a review. We need some people to leave us reviews and to give us 5-star reviews so that, you know, more people can find us. We want to share our love for iPhone photography with more people. And it's always great when we have new people joining our Facebook group or coming into our chat when we're doing a live show. And it's a lot of fun. We can't do this without you guys. I mean, we could, but it's not very fun without you guys. And so we appreciate you guys very much. And, you're our camera club members for the most part, and so we enjoy having you guys, so be sure to do that. All right, I think we are done, so why don't you say goodnight to everybody, Matt?
All right, everybody, good night.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.
Everything's perfectly all right now. We're fine. We're all fine here now. Thank you. How are you?
This is a great shot, Mav. I should be a photographer.
I'm doing the work. I'm baby stepping. I'm not a slacker.
Oh, yeah. Chat room.
Your behavior is completely inappropriate.